This is TWiT.
So Trent Reznor, many people, you know, think of Beats, they think of Dr. Dre. They think of Jimmy Iovine. But they don't think of Trent Reznor, who is the frontman for Nine Inch Nails. He is, in fact, chief creative officer. He declined to have a headphone named after him.
And it would have been a good headphone, the Reznor.
The Reznor.
I'm declining.
He says, yeah, no. But he is going to do some stuff at Apple. He gave an interview to Billboard saying he is fully in it right now on an unannounced music project. Reznor's role is described as an evolution of his role at Beats. Quote, it's related to that. Beats was bought by Apple and they expressed direct interest in me designing some products with them. I can't go into the details, but I feel like I'm in a unique position where I could be of benefit to them. That does mean some compromises in terms of how much brain power goes towards music and creating. I think there's one reason that you don't see Dre a lot and Cupertino, because he's still in the studio recording, you know, producing people. But Reznor says it's very creative work. It's not directly making music, but it's around music. I'm fully in it right now. It's challenging. It's unfamiliar. It's kind of everything I asked for. And the bad thing is it's everything I asked for. He says he believes streaming music is the right model for music distribution.
And Nine Inch Nails has been way ahead of this for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So one of the things that they did in the early, you know, I don't know how long ago, 5 or 6 years ago, was they actually put their album up on BitTorrent and let everybody download it. And then they had a CD that went out for $15. But then they did a collector's edition that I think there was 3,000 copies at $250 each. And they signed the album and they signed the CD and they made an album and the CD. And there was all this extra stuff in it. And they sold out of that in like a week or two.
Didn't they also do GarageBand products so you could remix projects?
He took a whole song. They bounced an entire Pro Tools. So they didn't build it in GarageBand, but they took... they took one of their songs and they bounced all the tracks out of Pro Tools and put it all into GarageBand, and it is like a master's course in how to mix it.
Isn't it awesome?
You know, like it was both overwhelming and exciting, and you could just sit there and just dig into it for hours of looking at how they the transitions and how they're setting everything up. So he's definitely really seen that there's got to be new and interesting ways of engaging listeners. And there is a lot of tiers. You know, I think that one of the things that the music industry thinks of is everybody just buying singles or albums. But what about the higher quality, the 24-bit audio? What about releasing albums that you can remix or pieces that you can remix and charging people a premium? There's a certain group of people that would do that. And I think that those are all things that I think he more than almost anybody out there would be thinking about.
I think it's very interesting. He sounds like he's redesigning the Beats streaming music thing. He says, the quote, the right streaming service could solve everybody's problems. And this coming, a day or two before it was announced today, Taylor Swift has pulled all her music off Spotify. Artists don't like streaming because they make so little money on it.
Well, but part of it is that it's a tiny little market right now. So, of course, people aren't making enough money because not everybody's doing it. But once you have, at 17 million or 15 million users, yeah, that's a drop in the bucket. But the artists are getting a percentage of the entire bucket. And so the thing is as you end up and the trajectory is, regardless of what artists want or wish for, 80% of the market is going to be subscription in the next, probably 5 years. And so... But as that happens, the other thing is that you now are going to have a lot of the pot that they're all sharing is going to be a lot bigger. And I think that is I think a lot of more artists are going to make a lot more money that way in the long term. I think discoverability is still a challenge with a lot of these things.
Right. But I think that the music industry will be very happy to hear that it's not a label guy, not an R&D guy, not a tech guy, but a musician who is giving them input on what a streaming music service should be. Those are the people who it needs to serve us as listeners, but it needs to serve them as creators.
It's also it's great that it comes from a creator. It's also a musician who's told the music industry where to go.
Screw
for a long
you.
Time.
Right.
Yeah. So he's
right
going,
on.
You guys are all crazy. This whole thing doesn't make any sense. And so
I am going to revise my down signal on the Beats acquisition, because I've thought this was dumb in every respect, but I didn't count Trent Reznor in. And the fact that they got Trent and that he's going to work on a new – and they'll be – you know, there's – I don't know if they're going to rebrand it. It'd be a shame to throw out the Beats name, but a new subscription service from Apple early next year with the support of the musicians would be very exciting.